You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Walt Disney's whimsical cartoon character, Jiminy Cricket, sang a little song which ended with these words, "Always let your conscience be your guide." What is this intangible thing called conscience?
Actually, many folk do claim that their conscience is their guide through life. But can we really trust our conscience? Or for that matter, how can we explain it?
Well, let's quote from some others who've thought about it. One Greek philosopher proclaimed, perhaps with tongue in cheek, "A man's conscience is the wife from whom there is no divorce." And Mark Twain reckoned that conscience takes up more room than all the rest of a fellow's insides.
George, I guess we've all heard stories about a troubled conscience. King Charles of France, who fiercely persecuted Huguenot Christians, was reported as saying, "For months I've been in a fever, both physically and spiritually. If only I had spared the innocent, I might get some sleep, but my conscience torments me."
A conscience can wreak havoc when we're guilty of something wrong. Richard III murdered his two nephews in order to usurp the crown, and it's reported that his conscience bothered him so badly that he woke at night with drawn sword, trying to fight off the ghosts that tormented him.
A clear explanation of what our conscience is comes from Webster's Dictionary. It tells us that conscience is the guiding recognition of right and wrong regarding our actions or motives.
It's also been defined as the judgment of the soul which gives approval or disapproval to the acts of the will. In other words, though we're often uncomfortable with this faculty we call conscience, it gives us the ability to know when we've sinned.
On the other hand, animals don't possess a conscience, so they are incapable of sin. A male lion, for example, will cold-bloodedly kill the offspring of a lioness he hasn't mated with, yet he'll be gentle if the cubs are his own.
Without a conscience, humans couldn't be held responsible for sin, because we wouldn't recognise it as such. But because we do, it points out how we should act in our daily lives.
This fascinating part of our makeup is not something we gradually acquire, you know. Conscience is not supernatural. It's simply part of our human equipment.
What about the North American Indian who defined it this way? "Conscience is a sharp little three-cornered thing inside me. When I do wrong, it turns around and hurts me very much. But if I keep on doing wrong, it will wear the corners off, and soon it doesn't hurt anymore."
That's so true. If we keep on ignoring that little warning voice that God has placed inside of us, we become hardened.
The Bible explains it this way. "This shows the work of God's law written in our hearts, the conscience either accusing or defending us." So there it is again, that inner sense that tells us whether we're committing a sin, because it presses so painfully in our heart.
But that's where its work stops. Our conscience can only give us a warning light because that's all it was meant to do.
We've all experienced it. It points out exactly where we're going wrong. Listen to this. You have a choice to ignore your conscience or obey it, and it doesn't have the ability to stop you. That's where your will comes in, and that's the problem. Our human nature says, "I want to do what I want to do whenever I want to do it." And we have that awful battle that rages inside of us.
That's when we need to turn to Jesus. He knows everything about us, our problems, our struggles. He really cares.
Believe me, Jesus is the only one who has the power to help you. He is God who took on human flesh to experience what we all experience. He sees your heartache right now.
Why not contact us or choose one of the free booklets we have on offer at our website? This website is brand new. Contact us on www.communicationradio.org. I'll give you that again. www.communicationradio.org. That's O-R-G. And now till next week, this is John Hills on behalf of the whole team, reminding you that Jesus Christ is God's answer to our every need.